listening to 93.0 FS Cloud Audio. Ich bin ein Hamburger. And I am so excited because today is our special Halloween episode. Halloween and Second Wave, which makes this Halloween extra spooky because there's actually, you know, something terrifying happening. So, yes, I am joined today by Clappy McStool.
Hello.
And Shervin the Pervin.
I just finished mine. Whew. Hello, ladies and gentlemen.
He just did an aerobic session to that fucking Ghostbusters song.
Did I? Because he loves Ghostbusters.
He's just out of
breath. I was busting those calories.
Shervin afraid of no joke.
I know.
Ghost.
He's burning off that burger.
He's
a sizzling burger right now.
Going, ladies and gentlemen, these lungs are full capacity. COVID ain't stopping this dancing. Woo!
Yes. No. You're doing great.
That's me when I fall short of a breath and I'm dying.
Yes. Oh, my God. No, it's so nice to be in the studio today. Here's your host. I didn't introduce myself. I am your host, Spooky Susan. Halloween is my favorite holiday, and I am so honored to be hosting this special Halloween episode.
Disclaimer provided.
Yes, so, as we all know, we'll go around the room.
Might have to cut his microphone for all the breathing.
He's just like, he can't stop.
It's not a sound effect.
Dude, you don't understand.
It's not a sound effect. He's actually out of breath.
You guys don't
this
understand.
Is the most...
This is the windy sound effect. It sounds a lot like Shervin breathing.
Just put this on loop the entire
which
time of the episode.
I don't know.
Ladies and gentlemen, in about 30 seconds or a minute, I'll be back to normal.
Yeah, no.
Back to dancing.
This is the most aerobic activity that Shervin has had in a long time, so... But he loves that Ghostbusters theme. And I hope you do, too, dear guest.
He ain't afraid of no ghosts.
Yeah,
he's not afraid of no ghosts.
Y'all don't need to pay for a Peloton. Just watch my live stream and you can dance with me like a maniac and you'll lose all that weight. 1/2000th of the original price.
Yes. But, anyways. And Clappy McStool is just like on fire with the soundboard. Holy shit. This episode is going to have a lot of these like effects. Like this one.
Well, that's a real scary, terrifying one.
Okay, it's a heartbeat. A heartbeat coming from your walls where, you know, you get
or
that.
Actually mine right now.
That's genuinely creepy.
Yeah. Okay. Anyways. Jesus Christ. No!
All right, no more.
No. You're having too much fun with this. I'm going to tell you what kind of burger I am.
Oh goodness gracious! Sorry, Lord
what
Susan.
What kind of burger? What kind of?
I am a sentient burger who is already like ready to be served, but is aware that she's about to be eaten. Because I know that the second wave is coming, so I'm getting ready to just go through that again. So I'm just like, the anticipation of just like having to go through some very traumatic experience, which is kind of creepy as well. So it fits in with our Halloween theme.
Yeah.
Anyway,
the best time for a second wave, really, if you're gonna pick any kind of holiday,
winter's it, baby.
It's gotta be Halloween.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Also
Easter,
during the colder months.
Yeah.
Easter.
No fun before Easter.
It's no fun before Easter.
It's just boring anyway. You're just eating chocolates and shit.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. And burning everything.
Yeah.
Eggs.
Burning eggs.
Exactly.
Eggs. Exactly. But yes, have you
makes
thought
sense
about...
Makes sense with Halloween, the fear.
Have you thought about what kind of burger you are?
I'm a...
a winded burger.
I'm a fucking winded, out-of-shape burger. You know, I mean, literally, what has it been, like 4 minutes and I'm still trying to catch my breath. I'm sweating over here, people. I'm a steam bun right now. I'm a steam burger. I'm steaming. That's it. I'm a steam burger. Fucking low-cal, low...
You're steamed
low
ham.
Low-fat, I'm
that's
steamed
what,
ham.
That's what they call burgers where you come from.
It's a Northern Albany expression. That's strange. I never heard it from there. Aurora Borealis. Hmm. For all you Simpsons fans, I know that shit out there.
It was a Simpsons reference.
Exactly.
Yeah. I'm a burger that's like getting hot very quickly. Because there's so much energy of like, you know, you normally have the grill at a certain temperature, but it's just like full flames.
You got wow. the
I can cackling. Feel the energy in this room, and also yeah. the tension and the energy of people around us about what's going to happen with the second wave. So
yes.
I'm a raw meat on a giant flame.
Mm-hmm. Speaking of giant flame.
Burn it up, baby. Burn it up.
Yeah.
Flaming hot flames in Carolinenviertel on the corner of Marktstraße and Glashüttenstraße. It was a horrible disaster.
Hood.
Yeah, in my old hood, right down the street from where I used to live, because I used to live in Carolinenviertel.
We were there.
Yeah,
we were boots there. On the ground.
We were boots on the ground.
Live
and I just remember
buns on the ground.
Buns on the ground.
Riding the bus by, and the whole street was closed off because it was just like crammed full of fire trucks.
We says a me seed that.
But yeah, this Altbau in Kettlefield caught on fire. 35 people displaced, no injuries or casualties, thankfully.
Thoughts and prayers.
Deaths, I mean. Yes, thoughts and prayers. But yeah, it was just like, the thing about Kettlefield in a lot of these like little old streets is like, how can you even get like enough fire trucks? It's a one lane road. Like, sure. You know, like how much could you actually do if something caught on fire? Like, you could just fit, like, two fire trucks there, and if the whole building's on fire, that's not going to be enough.
It's true.
It's just one of those things you don't think about until...
Well, they had the video clip. Yeah, I mean, they were just spraying. I mean, it was only one... It wasn't the whole building. It was just this
yeah.
one apartment.
But, I mean, I guess the whole building, they had to evacuate, because
it's just
you know, even if your building doesn't burn
down,
the fire
go?
Damage...
Yeah, where do you go?
The fire damage is just
Have you also noticed there's no fire escapes?
No.
My building has one.
Your current
not,
one.
Not
your current
the
one has one.
Not the
Altbaus. No, the
Altbaus, but the modern buildings often do.
They don't have them.
Mine doesn't.
One time I was in a... Just a
19th century was not a time for fire escapes.
Yeah.
But a lot of fires,
it was a time
though.
For
a lot
fires.
Of fires.
Yeah.
No
lot of
escaping.
Fires.
And then one day they were like, hey what if we built a special place?
I remember when I was in San Francisco, right? They also have a lot of old buildings there as well. I was actually... I don't know. I forgot the district, but it was basically some old buildings in there. I was staying at this hostel there, right? And basically what happened was that there was this laundry machine they had in there. It was a pretty big building, too.
Oh, laundry machines are deadly. Like,
exactly.
Washing machines, dryers.
Sorry, yeah, laundry.
Yeah.
It was a laundry room. Dryers, washers,
if
everything.
If they're not maintained, they're like...
These ones were not maintained. And what happened was there was electrical wiring being exposed. There was dry old rags everywhere on the side, apparently. And there was a lot of water had been leaking out. And apparently it caused a short circuit, sparked onto the rags. And I was sitting there. I came back from a party, and I was a little bit hungover, sitting in the lounge, just, you know, chilling out because I befriended the workers there. And I'm sitting there, and, like, I'm looking at this door, and I'm like, it's a lot of, like, what the hell is that? I was like, is this smoke coming out of this thing? I couldn't tell.
But you didn't smell it first.
Not at first. I was too far away.
Okay.
I was too far away. But I could see the smoke slowly, like, coming out.
Yeah.
And then I was like, it's kind of weird. Like, I was just so out of it. I had not slept in anything, right? And then the worker, I told him, like, hey, man, maybe you should, like, what is that? And he goes over. The minute he opens the door, that sounds exactly like Susan. And then, like, what happens, the worker opens the door, and all of a sudden, dude, just this flame, like, he got so lucky he didn't get damaged, right? He didn't get hurt, and it just shot this flame out. No, I love the sound effects. Please don't stop. Keep them coming. I'm on fucking Dracula in there or something, too. And it just shot out. And, like, this flame came out. The room was completely on fire. And I started running out. The alarm started going off. There wasn't even a smoke alarm in there. Nothing, right? And then, like, we're all running out. And it's also, San Francisco has some really small streets. You'd be surprised. Those fire trucks can fit into almost, like, they can fit in there for some reason.
Yeah.
Okay. And then, like, the fire truck's coming through. But I remember, I had befriended this Colombian guy. And he was, like, on the fifth floor. And, yeah, like, thank God they had those fire escapes. Because... apparently, some people weren't running out. The guy smashed the fucking window in. Like, he smashed it out. And he was just crawling down the fire escape. There's some people climbing down it. And I just think in Germany, it's like... What's going to happen?
Trapped.
Like, some of these old buildings, like, the hallway's in the center of the room. And if one... If you're on the top...
You're fucked.
And if one place is just, like, you have no... That thing's, like, let's say this staircase is on fire. What do you do? You're just fucked. You're just going to have to just wait it out.
Should I set up a zip line from my balcony?
You should, 100%.
Yeah, you should. 100%. You should always have a disaster plan, especially to our listeners.
Or
if
a
you
bungee
have,
rope?
Yeah, if you have some sort of, like, at least make sure that your smoke alarms are up to, you know, like, that are operational. Because I know I've heard cases of, like, a lot of these, like, housemeisters who are just, like, completely
shitty
and, like, not maintaining the smoke alarms.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
And it's just, like, they just don't give a shit. And it's, like, they don't give a shit until, like, they have all this blood on their hands and, like, all this destroyed property and all these people displaced just because they were lazy and, like, it's fine.
These
There's not going to be a fire.
Buildings burn.
And it's just,
yeah,
like,
yeah.
they burn, yeah. They, you know, like, the one thing about... I guess some modern buildings is that they're at least, you know, built with fire escapes and also with more, you know.
Well, if one room
if one room catches on fire, I think they've designed it so like the whole building doesn't just go up. Like
yeah,
it's
the
more
walls are thick.
The walls are thicker in some cases. I mean, obviously there's shitty buildings everywhere, but
most
yeah.
cases they're pretty thick.
But
they're
I don't know.
Thick.
Yeah, so that's just yes, that's just the one big dramatic thing that's happened in my old hood, and you know we're at Gangafiddle right now, and it's pretty close to here. But yeah, I mean, it's just, more chaos, more chaos.
And where would you go? It's tough. It really hit
yeah,
home.
Yeah, we were thinking about
it really
this.
Hit home because I always take for granted that I always have somewhere to go.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, like.
Backup plan, plan B in Hamburg.
Yeah.
Yeah,
no other burger to live in.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, especially right now, you got no other patty to reside in between, to slide into actually. To be smacked down, grilled in between. That's you know, unfortunately, you're just like you got a situation. It's like a pickle. It's just sour. What you want is a tomato, sweet and juicy, ripe.
Thank you for that. That's poetry.
Mm-hmm. You're welcome.
That mad wisdom
burger
you're laying
poetry.
On us.
Don't worry, I got a lot of it.
Burger slam poetry.
Burger slam.
Yes. anyway, something
I'm
even
crisp
scarier.
Like lettuce.
Something
oh,
even
lettuce.
Scarier than a burning out ball. Is the
tell us
is the coronavirus stats that have been coming out in the last few days. Northern Germany, especially Hamburg, are not looking too good. As of today, that's horrible. My god, we got 204 new cases, and we are up to 50 new infections or 50 people infected out of 100,000. Which is at the point where the head of, I guess, you know, the administration, the mayor, is considering a full lockdown again. And we have all these new restrictions, such as bars, restaurants, all need to close at 11 p.m. No alcohol purchases between 11 p.m. and 5 a.m. And maybe the most drastic thing, or the thing that affects Halloween the most, is that you're only allowed to have 15 people indoors at
Don't
like
you
a
dare
party.
Touch me.
Jesus Christ.
That's for COVID. That's for COVID. That's what people...
Don't you dare touch me. 15
yeah,
people
that's my impression. That's
15
my
people indoors and 25 people outdoors, as opposed yeah. to what it was at 25 people outdoors and 50 25 people indoors and 50 people outdoors.
So Halloween parties are over.
Halloween parties are basically over. You just gotta have a Halloween like
all
shindig,
over.
Like 10 people. Yeah.
All
I
monster,
don't know.
No mash.
All monster, no mash. And if you if you flout the mask rules, 150 euro fee slapped on right there. That's pretty scary. And 2% of people are testing positive who will get tested, which I think was much higher than it was before. So yeah, be careful
Step
out there,
back.
Guys.
No!
God, this is actually fucking disturbing, having this, like...
This is Halloween, baby. We gotta embrace it.
But, you know, there's like... Yeah, I don't know. There's safe ways to celebrate Halloween. I mean, also, you know, we gotta make the most of it. Like, if the possibility of us locking down again, well, you know, we just... We got through it the first time on the first wave. We got through it. We're all here. We're all still standing. We can do a second wave.
To quote the great and ungreat Rob Schneider, you can do it.
I don't get that reference, but okay.
That is the low point of this entire show.
You
yes.
can
I
do
want,
it.
You
no,
can
no,
do
I bet,
it.
I bet we can top that. Top that low point. We can bottom that low
point. You can bottom that low point, even bottom
yes.
it.
I'm just happy that for Halloween, I was going to dress in this full hazmat suit, like, you know, corona it up, and it's still handy, even though the party will be cancelled.
We're going to, you know what would be great?
I could resell this probably for a higher value.
You probably could have, you know what would have been great? Like, we came to your party, and like before, like, you're upstairs all set and ready to go, and we walk in, and we see a bunch of people in hazmat suits, and we go like, wow, look at all these cool people going into that party. Oh, what a fun old time. Then you realize...
Max is dead.
Whoa.
Oh, that's dark.
Whoa. Damn, that went...
Dark.
We found the new bottom, ladies
that's
and gentlemen.
Dark.
We found a new bottom.
Max, for context...
You're listening, Max. Sorry,
Max is
Clappy's
housemate.
Yes.
Who is... you know, in a risk friend. Category yeah. and a good friend, and that was very sad.
And he has a dark sense of humor.
He has a dark sense of humor, and I don't think he's going to listen to the show, so it's fine. but, I mean, I just wanted to, you know, address the room and ask about how our reactions are between our...
What's the reaction to the second lockdown?
Yeah, like the reaction to the second wave, how our... Of course it's here. It's like 7,000 cases a few days ago.
Look at the stats.
5,000 cases
yesterday. It's over 50.
The second wave's definitely here.
Look
at the chart, man.
I'm sorry.
Look at the chart.
I'm not talking about the second wave. I already know it's here. I thought you were talking about the like full lockdown.
No. I mean, it just sounds like...
Second wave, yeah, we're living it.
But the stats are the same. It only got up to like 58 was the highest ever.
Yeah.
And now it's up to 50 again, so...
You got
it's pretty much there. I'm just asking... How our reactions would be if we went into the same lockdown as we did in March, April, May. Like, how would we feel about it? I mean, I feel like so many people are just, you know, like, I think about the same numbers, like, the same statistics of coronavirus cases back then. It was like nobody was riding the trains. Nobody was on the buses. The buses were completely empty. It was like a ghost town. And... Really now, it's like nobody is really seems like they're changing their behavior in terms of riding public transit or doing all this other stuff. They're not hamstering anymore.
That was the U-Bahn. That was the U-Bahn, like in March and April.
Yes, it was a ghost town.
I wasn't here. I haven't experienced lockdown yet. This will be my first time.
Welcome aboard. Well, you did have in Mexico a little bit.
No, but it wasn't. I left before it was getting crazy there, so I like continent hopped until I got back to here, and then it was settling down. So I haven't experienced the full force.
It was eerie. It was eerie getting on the bus. Like if I had to go, if I you know had to take the train or the bus somewhere, it was just like literally in one of these U-Bahn cars, four people, and they were all like. All the way across like the car from each other, and it was just like now like to get on the fucking bus to get here, it was like completely jam packed. Everyone was wearing masks, but it was still like, you know, some of the worst numbers we've experienced. But still, people are just like, well, whatever, we'll deal with
there
it.
Was, there
and
was
there's not
this...
as much hamstrings. I said.
Yeah, there was this.
Not as much hamstring.
Not as much.
Like there was this level of fear of. It was just because we didn't know so much about the virus, right? Mm. That was the primary problem. Like we just didn't understand it. So like a lot of people, like it felt like the boogeyman in the bus or the U-Bahn or S-Bahn.
It felt like,
it's just like something's always around the corner. It could just hit you.
Honestly,
like you touch the doorknob, shit. Like I got it. That's what you worry about.
I've never lived through this, but I imagine this is what HIV was like in like the late 80s, early 90s when we didn't understand how you could get it. And like if you knew somebody who had it, you would just freak out and wouldn't touch them. Like, nobody would touch you. I feel like it was that sort of, like, just paranoia and fear of just, like...
Yeah.
You know, oh, this person, like, went this place without a mask. I'm not gonna go near them.
Yeah.
And now it's more just, like, you know, we survived the first time. We know what we're up against.
I wouldn't want to compare HIV full to this one.
No. I mean, obviously it's not the same at all. But like now, at least there's not as much fear about
but
people
the unknown,
with HIV.
The unknown.
I'm obviously there's a whole stigma with HIV. That wasn't what I was saying. It was just more of just like we didn't know what
because
the
HIV
fact that it's
didn't
an unknown
get,
disease
because HIV didn't become fearful until a few years after the first heterosexual person died from it. Because beforehand, nobody had any fear. You can look at the old. Historical, like, news.
Really?
Yeah, nobody had. No, actually, many.
But
of
among
the
gay community,
among the gay community,
scared.
They were scared. But among
that's
the
what
Christian.
Susan's
well,
saying.
Yeah.
That's what I'm saying.
Okay, see, because I got confused. Because it's like, but I get that. If we were looking from the LGBTQ community back then, yeah, that makes total sense. But, like, the heterosexual community of this.
No. I was just comparing in the sense of, like, we didn't understand the disease. People thought you could get it from kissing.
Yeah.
When
yeah,
Princess
yeah.
Diana shook the hand. Of an HIV or an AIDS
that
patient.
That was groundbreaking.
It was just like, holy shit.
Yeah.
Like, she just touched somebody who has this disease that we don't fully understand. And she, like, publicly was... That's why, you know, like, Diana was so loved during her time was just that she was like, you know, like, don't
that's
be afraid
Reagan
of
was
these
hated
people.
Even more. Because he didn't come out until, like, I don't know, 80s, late, like, 80s, late 80s, basically, right before he quit, ended, right?
I'm sorry, who?
Ronald Reagan.
Oh.
because he was like, finally was like, it's okay to hug somebody who has HIV or AIDS. It's not contagious. They're like, fuck you, asshole. Like, we knew for years this wasn't the case. Like, scientists, like, years before were like, this is how it works. Like, get this shit rolling so we can stop it.
Mm-hmm. It's funny, the opposite now. Like, Trump just wanted to take off masks and just kiss and hug everyone.
Yeah. And, like, the most ironic thing. I mean, it's not ironic at all, but, like, how he just, like, as soon as he got released from the hospital, he was like, guys, don't be, like, Americans, don't be afraid of coronavirus. Like, if I could beat it, you can too. And it was just like, you fucking had, like, a team of the top doctors in America monitoring your every, like, move. You had, like, this stem cell experimental shit that it used the cells from aborted fetuses, which you spoke against, in order to save your life. And here you are telling regular Americans who don't have those kinds of resources, don't worry about it.
He did bounce back pretty well, though, I gotta say. Compared to Bojo, like...
Yeah?
How do you explain? You just think it's the strength of the treatment, the steroids, and everything?
The treatment's also probably much better quality now. Of steroids. The treatment's better now. It really is getting better. Like, it's not... It hasn't regressed. They just get more... They can test
it
better.
Again, he did get it much later than Bojo, so they knew... Like, between the time that Bojo got it and Donald Trump got it, they had already figured out, like, this steroid, like, that,
So you think it's dexamethasone
or something? I think that when Bojo got it, that still wasn't, like, a...
It wasn't an accepted
medicine. But the thing that tipped people off was just that, like, this is only recommended in cases of severe coronavirus infections.
Mm.
And, like, you know, the fact that he got
just
it.
Give it to me.
I mean, I wonder if...
If it's the best, give it to me now. Honestly. I don't care.
Steroids.
If it kills me, just pump it full
there was
all
like
the steroids.
Let me tell you.
Best steroids I've ever seen.
America, we're the best.
Never seen better steroids.
God's will for me to have it. Let me tell you the best thing I ever got.
Never seen better steroids.
I haven't seen the best. This is roids. I mean, they're telling me I'm roided out right now. I love it. I'm fucking yoked.
Dude, okay, if you want to see something funny, go through Trump's Twitter feed when he was on this steroid.
He apparently lost his mind.
One of the side effects of this drug, the steroid he was on, is manic. And is a manic energy is like irritability, mood swings, violent mood swings. And he just was like machine gunning out like Space Force vote, like abortion vote, Second Amendment vote. And he was just like, holy fuck, this guy is actually losing it.
And I wrote it in cap lock, so you know that I'm manic, and I'm screaming these things out loud. Jared, get the fuck out of this room.
Honestly, I am just surprised that he didn't have his fucking phone wrestled away from him during that time.
They couldn't wrestle it from me because I was roided out. Look at me, I'm the strongest man in America. That's why I'm the strong man here. You're the little weak man. Biden, Schmiden, Sleepy Joe, I was awake, Trump, powerful. I trumped COVID. There you go. That makes sense. He trumped it.
Yeah. That was better than most of his speeches, Sherman.
You're welcome. All I can say is this, is that if you want to, like, for the travel restrictions, you got to, like...
Do your own research, because there's just so many
rules.
Sometimes
you got to, like, not only look at the EU's website. Any listeners, just literally look up on a search engine. I won't even use that verb anymore. You know what I'm talking about? Google. Mm-mm. I won't use them. I won't use that term. It's not a word. Look up on a search engine, any of them, and just type in European Union, reopen EU. And it should be one called reopen.eu. And they have they try to streamline it. And then, but also wherever you're going, I recommend actually calling or looking up the country's embassy information.
I mean, the crazy thing, which never happened in the first lockdown that I'm aware of, is that different German states have different rules now. So, like, if you want to go to Schleswig-Holstein, you have to have this rule. Like, I'm not sure if it's, like, if you're traveling from, like, Baden-Württemberg to Schleswig-Holstein, if this rule applies.
It's chaos.
Or if you're traveling from, like, Denmark to Schleswig-Holstein, if this applies. But yeah, it's just like, because I live in Hamburg, but I work in Schleswig-Holstein. If Hamburg becomes a risk area, does that mean that I'm not allowed to go there? Do I have to, like, present a negative test?
Welcome to Jeopardy.
Like, I just don't know. It's just so
What is border control?
Yeah.
Alex.
No, it's just wrong. So
where like, is Bremen?
Nebulous, you know?
Where is Bremen?
Where is Bremen? I don't fucking know. I know where
Coming
Bremen
up next,
is.
Where is Bremen? Where are the men in Bremen?
Honestly, can I be honest with you?
Shoot
I have
it.
No idea where the fuck Castle is, but I know Castle is a
Castle?
Place.
Yeah, it's in the center.
Okay, okay.
It's in the center.
Okay.
We can actually, it's a hole, trust me.
It's a
you
hole.
Know,
I am not refraining from
I did
outing
the,
Castle as a fucking hole.
Oh.
Don't go there.
Okay, I won't
you
go
can,
to Castle.
You can do the
Even
Castle
Even if it sounds like Castle, which is a cool thing to see.
Yeah,
it's
yeah,
not,
yeah.
It's boring as fuck.
For any of our listeners who are from Castle.
You know what? None of our
we
listeners...
We don't apologize and we don't care.
Okay, honestly, yeah. Nobody from Castle is going to hear this, but yeah.
Our number one fans are actually all in Castle.
That's our fucking listener
oh,
base.
Oh no, Citizen yeah, M. Citizen M is from
you think
Castle.
You think you're better than us? Huh?
We're going to get a bunch
oh, no.
of angry messages
no,
on our fucking website. Yeah, no.
Yeah.
He misspoke. Don't listen to Clappy McStool.
No,
he
I'm
puts
scared.
His foot in his
Let
mouth.
Let me tell you this. You go to Castle, you're going to get a fucking hassle, okay?
Yeah. Castle and Castle.
Don't hassle the castles, okay? Oh. I'll fucking show you, you little tassel.
Yeah. Okay, anyways, let's go to a song here. This is Casket by Geneva Jacuzzi.
Hello. Oh, so the recording.
That's what you think.
Your phone is off the hook. Please hang it up. Please hang your phone up now.
Hello?
Going off tangent here a bit. I'm sorry, I'm all over the place. Going off tangent here, I noticed...
Were we ever on it?
I noticed that in Germany, during Halloween, trick-or-treating is not super common. It's in, like, within certain neighborhoods, they'll have, like, you know, a trick-or-treating event. Pranks are fucking out
pranks.
Of control.
Let me
pranks.
Tell you. Let me tell you.
I got egged... Or no, sorry. The bus that I was in when I went to Wilhelmsburg on Halloween got egged by a bunch of fucking street urchins.
Let me tell you.
Shitty 15-year-old kids.
Last year, I lived in Wilhelmsburg, okay?
Shaving cream all over cars.
Yeah,
really?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Wilhelmsburg.
In Kettle,
let me tell you.
The cars, shaving cream everywhere.
Really
Wilhelmsburg is a fucking, like, for Halloween this month, that place becomes like a fucking haven for like teenagers.
I got egged through my window.
I got egged. Like, these kids are like fucking, they got drone strike level accuracy, okay? Let me tell you. I was cooking one night, okay? Okay, just in my apartment. It was fairly warm. It was okay. So I left the window open. I was cooking some stuff. Wanted the smell to go out. My light must have been the only light on in that building, because I was standing there probably like 10 o'clock at night, around there, just chilling. It wasn't even Halloween. It was like a week before. Even I'm sitting there. I'm just standing there cooking my quiet, beautiful evening. Nothing going on. All of a sudden, I hear some sounds around. I'm like, fuck it. I don't give a shit. Usually, just some kids anyway. Then all of a sudden, just this.
Barrage of eggs.
And it was like just one after another. And I tried to close the window, and these motherfuckers were able to. They got it even through the fucking. They went like they got like it was like a, like fucking Luke shooting that shit into the fucking Death Star level accurate too. They unleashed 12 eggs into my goddamn apartment kitchen.
An entire carton of eggs.
And they were just laughing it up. They were laughing it up. Threw their fucking cars and ran off. I went downstairs to try to catch some of them. Maybe
what are you
see.
Gonna do?
I don't know. I was like,
"Hey, you kids!"
I was like that old man. I was like, "Hey, get off my sidewalk that publicly owned." They fucking egged the shit out of me. I had to clean. I spent over an hour cleaning that shit.
Can I just say something?
It was you. I knew.
No, I just find it a little bit ironic, a little bit of poetic justice because you have stories about you egging houses on Halloween back in the U.S.
I
never lived in a neighborhood where this was common, but Shervin here...
Chicken eggs coming home to roost.
Yeah. I'll be honest, like, I actually at some point had to start laughing because...
It was full circle. It was full fucking egg.
Yeah. It was full fucking egg, dude. Full circle egg, man. It's full oval. It was poetic. Because I would do it all the time. Oh, man, when I was, like, teenager, it was normal. Everybody's just fucking, you just barrage them. And, you know,
what
like
you
here,
lay will hatch.
Let me tell you something. The kids in Germany, compared to American kids, it was an art for us over there, okay? We had an art. We had, like, catapults with these little fucking things you could shoot it across. We would shoot it across neighborhoods. It was an art. And it was, like, a tradition. It was accepted. It was part of when I look back now. We're gonna go throw eggs at you, Hosey. Crackin', it all yolks down. My God, dude. No, but it was It's great, man. TPing, egging, toilet papering.
TPing.
Or like
TPing for our listeners who are not aware of this.
Not DPing.
Not DPing, TPing.
Maybe
I never heard of that expression.
So TPing,
sorry.
Is where you get a bunch of toilet paper, some clopatio.
I either thought it was DPing or you like create teepees around people's
and you throw it over people's houses. And it's like, it gets wet and it sticks to your house and it's a pain in the ass to get
not
it out.
Just throwing it over the houses, you also wrap it around the poles, you wrap it around the bushes, the trees, the cars. Another classic one, a Halloween one, was taking saran wrap and saran wrapping somebody's car entirely like a gift wrap. It was hilarious.
Sounds hilarious.
What is saran wrap?
It's like a cling wrap.
Cling wrap, yeah. Another one was putting around the doors. So when they open it, it's like just a saran wrap. I wasn't evil. Like, we're all
That's
evil
great.
Children. Suburban children
this
who are bored.
Awesome.
Children who are just bored.
I was such a good kid.
I love
kid.
It.
Yeah, yeah. I'm telling you, man, the best
man,
one was always...
More
the
active
Ben one was
in
also.
Australia.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
You do?
You don't
like,
do this in Australia.
Just wait until it's your car that gets fucking saran wrapped and covered
yeah,
in...
Yeah, but it's funny.
You think it's funny? You
and then sometimes
like,
if you want it...
These goddamn kids!
I know it sounds like a trope. It really sounds like a trope, but another common one was at the end, when you're done, you'd obviously get dog shit, put it into a bag, and light the bag on fire. And knock it. And they would do, that was like a cherry on the top. Cherry on the top there. cherry on the top.
Is that what you call it?
Yeah, yeah. Oh, no, it'd be shit on the top, I guess.
Yeah.
Chocolate fudge top.
I don't know. Like, this is not, like, the worst it's, I've seen in Germany. This is
Southern California insanity.
The worst it's I've seen in Germany is the bus, the 13 bus going through Wilhelmsburg getting hit with eggs.
Bombarded.
And also just having, like, shaving cream put on, like, the windshields of cars and stuff.
Yeah, I mean, this is also the other problem. Apparently, like, some of these chemicals, they can apparently, like, damage the cars. Like, they can damage the paint, apparently, some of them. So you gotta be careful what you put on there, because you don't want to...
Honestly, I feel like I'm at the stage in my life where if I got eggs thrown through my window, I'd be like...
You'd get pretty angry.
I would get extremely angry.
Yeah, of course.
What like, would you do, Susan?
I'm trying to think about it.
Would you do?
I'm thinking about all
put
the things
put a hex on
do.
Them?
Well, cackling I would assume... Sound. So, I would assume that because they're dumb kids, they probably live in the neighborhood.
Hmm.
So, I would remember their faces.
And amateur, then I would plant, amateurs.
I would
amateurs.
Plant drugs you on put them. Spells on them. No, I would... Yeah, no. Maybe spells would be better. I don't really want to get plant them drugs. in legal trouble. But maybe I would egg them back. Maybe wait till they're, like, on a date with some girl at the school that they're into, just, like, holding hands and being cute.
And then you just, like, cover them in, like, egg yolk, like the, like that movie.
Cursed witch eggs.
Like the movie where she gets blood all over. What's it called?
Carrie.
No.
I mean, okay, I don't know. I
You just gotta accept
I would,
it. You just gotta accept it.
I fantasize about all the things that I would do,
very healthy.
But in the end, once I calm down, I'd be like...
Hmm. A little tip for anybody, by the way, this year, if you get egged or yolked inside your own apartment,
yolked.
If you get yolked,
yo,
you get yolked yo. By the you get egged and yolked
by a bunch of fucking street urchins.
Damn yes. You, yolk folk.
You know what we called those kids in San Francisco? Tip. We called them shit pigs because they were just the most awful. They would harass you on the
shit
bus.
Shit pigs.
Yeah. Shit pigs. Like these. That's like these roving
name.
Groups of like
hood rats. What we call them.
Like,
shit pigs.
No. Like you're gosh. Like this. These like super pranky.
Did
like,
you hear that?
Kids.
I'm a shit pig.
You were a shit pig. That's what we
thank
called
you
guys in San Francisco.
Scheißeschwein.
Scheißeschwein.
These, like, awful, just, like, fucking terrible kids. Just, like, that was you, Sherman.
Mm-hmm. But, no, yeah, we call them little hood rats going around. Yeah, whatever, man. But here's a little tip. Use
shit
salt.
Pig.
Cover the egg in complete amount of salt. You gotta get that. You gotta
what
get
does that. Do?
It basically hardens the thing so you can actually scoop it up. Because if you try to pick up the egg yolk by itself, it's really difficult and it spreads so
it's
quickly.
It's interesting though.
Put salt on it. Apparently, it makes the protein like thicken.
You know, it's interesting.
And then you can just scoop
in,
it right
in,
up.
In
just
certain like.
And then bleach your shit out
of
everything.
Witchcraft salt is seen as a cleansing, like tool.
Salt the wound, right?
Where you'll like pour salt around.
Yeah, that's to make it worse. Pour salt into the wound.
But tip
for my healthcare tip. Salt all wounds.
We don't give any health tips on this show.
I'm not a real doctor.
All medical advice provided is without
but, yeah. If somebody
please
who...
consult your local physician for any
paid actor.
Solutions. Yeah. No, but salt is seen
salt
as cleansing. Mara. So it works.
Except in wounds.
With, don't put it in your wound. But, like, you know, if you see the or fucking egging as, like, a curse... Just cleanse it. What are you laughing at?
I'm just imagining like some pharmaceutical company called Saltera. Yeah. Have you just ever had a wound?
Yeah. That,
but
that's
Susan, I'm curious. Like, if you really wanted to put a curse on someone, would you know how to do this? Like, what would be the steps involved?
I think I would have to take something of theirs. So maybe the egg, and just put a bunch of negative intentions into it. But the thing is that with a curse, they have to know that you've cursed them. It doesn't work if... Okay, first of all, they have to believe it.
Plot twist, it doesn't work at all.
Hold on. No. It's like if somebody believes in curses... So, you know, if we have a friend of ours who's very superstitious and I...
No names dropped.
I'm not going to say, and I'm not even saying this is a real person, but the whole thing with curses is, one, they have to believe in curses, and two, they have to know that you put one on them, and they have to believe that you have power. But
yep.
As the great magician Aleister Crowley said, the best or one of the most powerful ways to dispel a curse is laughter. So if somebody's like, I cursed you, you're gonna fucking do this, you just laugh in their face, and that just like takes the power away. Because as soon as you take that seriously, then it makes it real. No, like this is just something that, I mean,
a cauldron full of psychological
in the occult
terror.
This is just, yeah, again, because it's just like how they say, in a more... I guess, conventional way, if you say, I will pray for you, like, I'm going through this hard time, I'm going to pray for you.
Gives you a moral boost, yeah.
If you say that you're going to pray for them, and if they believe in the power of prayer.
Yeah. Because it's a placebo effect.
It's like, I'm sending good vibes your way. People will say that. Like,
sending me good vibes.
So it's the same thing. It's the same thing.
Good vibes, everyone. Good vibes.
The whole thing with magic, though, is that there's more ritual behind it. So you could say, like, I'm praying for you. Or I could say, like, I'm cursing you right now.
Well.
And, like, if you believe that that's real, then it's going to affect you whether you know it or not, just because of your belief in it.
Like karma.
Yeah.
Like, if you believe you did wrong stuff, and then...
If you believe you think that you have bad karma,
then you're probably bad things will happen because you...
Yeah, exactly.
...have guilt, so...
Remember that, since you're a fan of Seinfeld, for any of our listeners who love Seinfeld... basically, there was that episode, remember, where Kramer and FDR... Where he's like, they're plucking each other's eye. They're always trying to one-up their wishes.
Yeah.
And he goes, I wish you dead.
Yeah.
And then he goes like, he finds a shooting star. But then he goes like, well, I saw a double shooting star. And then they keep constantly one-upping, pulling out their eyelashes every time and throwing it out.
That's right.
It's like that.
I don't know this episode, but I'm sure it's great.
So this is for Seinfeld aficionados. Fine Eldiados. Jerry Anatos.
Mm-hmm.
It's okay. That's just the episode. From the recap. All
right. Should we go to another song?
We're going to our next song.
Trees strangling on the
thought that, you know, one fun way to celebrate the Halloween season, even though none of us are going to really be partying, would be some fun Halloween trivia. And this is not your mother's Halloween trivia. This is like I had to go deep into a Google hole. Or sorry.
Search engine hole.
No, no, no. A DuckDuckGo hole.
Hole where DuckDuck don't go.
Yes. So, but it's still fun. We're still going to make it fun because this is from a fun, the queen this is a fun radio show.
Of Halloween herself. I'm not going to make herself. It
too dark. This is still family friendly. All right. First question. And if you want to answer, just come up with the scariest sound you can come up with. Like, meh.
Meh. I want to suck your blood.
Okay.
So, oh, that's Frankenstein. Woo! I'm sorry, let me get all of them out.
Sound like a crow, but yes.
That's what I'm going for, I'm a crow.
Okay, okay, then I'm going to go... it's Dracula. Oh!
So these are all multiple choice questions.
Okay.
Okay. Multiple choice!
Why? Yeah. A, B, C,
I want to choose between four options!
Done.
Okay.
I'm gonna be, okay. Okay, hold on. Can I, okay, you have
I'm
to speak.
Control
hold on, hold on. You cannot control us. Okay, you need to do it in a monster voice. I choose Dracula.
I'm failing as a host right
you
now.
You cannot control the undead.
Why we are unstoppable.
Ah, it's my arch nemesis, Frankenstein.
I am here.
We cannot use the trademark term.
Frankenstein is above. Copyright law.
I he's a compilation of other trademark laws.
Frankenstein has the best lawyer possible. The lawyer of hell.
Let us begin this seance of multiple questions.
All right, guys. In which U.S. state is it illegal to dress as a religious, like, so a nun, a priest, a rabbi, a reverend, like a religious figure?
We got it. It's a religious guy. Those crosses okay. that
you
make
me finish?
I'm apologize.
You just sound like a rabbi. You went from Dracula Rabcula. To a rabbi in like 2 minutes.
Rabcula here.
Yeah, you're Rabcula.
L'chaim.
Are you done?
I cannot help myself.
I will answer the question.
Shut your mouth, Frankenstein. You think
Frankenstein
you're
Frankenstein will answer.
What
A, what?
Utah. B, Louisiana. C, Alabama.
It's A, Utah.
No,
those Mormons.
You're wrong.
I made a mistake.
B.
You're also wrong.
Obviously, then it's
Alabama.
C.
You're not allowed to dress as a priest, a nun, or anything on Halloween because they're a bunch of religious nut jobs over there. Mm.
That's why Dracula don't
Alabama.
Visit Alabama. They're really religious. Yeah, burn myself up.
Actually, a lot of these
hillbilly blood is not so good.
Are costume related. So neither of you were right. neither of you got that one. So,
sorry, when you've been asleep for like 300 years.
Okay, you're backing out. You just keep oscillating between like a Romanian rabbi. That's where you are now.
I find your intolerance to be intolerable. People
just like
in Transylvania, we welcome everybody. Is this blood kosher? Next question.
Okay, thank you for that. Now that you're done with your fucking impression of a fucking Transylvanian rabbi, we can fucking
Next
continue.
Question.
Okay, I'm gonna butcher this. In Vendarguis, France.
I believe it's Vendois.
Vendois. In Vendois, France. Which of the following costumes is banned on Halloween? A, zombie. B, any costume that covers the face, like a mask. C, Napoleon Bonaparte. Or D, a clown.
Damn you, Brancula.
Napoleon.
Wrong.
Oh. I want to say, what was the... I mean, look, let's get real. That kind of the question, answer B, was a slightly politically undertoned answer.
You're wrong.
I didn't say B. I just said B was a very politically undertoned answer. I know that the answer is... What was D again?
Clown.
Clowns.
You're right.
Fuck clowns. Dracula has a very heavy feel, you know, of it clowns.
Is? It's because for years they had groups of people dressed up as evil clowns terrorizing the citizens of this town on Halloween, so they had to ban the fucking costume.
Yes. This was actually a problem about a few years ago. It was a YouTube thing where people dress up as clowns. And they would go around with axes and actually machetes and scaring them. Even I, Dracula, the Lord of the Undead, is a little bit creeped out by Bobo the Clown.
Okay.
Next question, Queen of Halloween.
So, in America, statistically, how many... We all know about this urban legend that Halloween candy will have, like, razor blades in it, or heroin, or, like, poison in it. How many cases per year are there of candy being poisoned? A. 0. B. 1 to 5. Or C. 6 and above.
0.
You didn't make your sound, Frankenstein.
Well, but sorry.
It is a B. 1 and 1. That 1. What did
you're
you
right,
say?
Actually.
Yes, I got it all. I don't get it.
Clappy. Wow.
Looks like the one thing they didn't put into you, Frankenstein, was a brain.
Actually, to be honest,
exactly.
My brain's even dead and it operates better than yours.
Yeah. No, 1 to 2 cases per year. But actually, the cases that it's always been is family members poisoning people. Like trying to cover up a murder as... candy was tampered with.
Oh, I didn't know that the heroin bleach rat poison that I covered as a Hershey chocolate was going to kill it.
The case I'm talking about is this kid got a hold of their uncle's heroin stash and ate it. And so the family, in order to save the uncle, like covered a bunch of Halloween candy in heroin and was like, oh, it was tampered with. But no.
That is like 101 shitty family.
Yeah. Yeah, no. It's always the most. It's the most fucked up stories because it's like almost never the case where like it's a stranger just like putting razor blades in Halloween candy. It's always a fucking like intentional murder. Mm.
Do you remember after 9/11? I remember when we were younger.
Why are you still using this
one? I'm not gonna turn it off until this quiz is over, okay? You don't understand.
Frankenstein approves.
Yes, until this quiz is over, I stay in the voice.
The quiz is over, bro. You win.
Okay. Huh.
You can stop that now.
I won to suck your... Can I have a trophy?
Frankenstein congratulates you.
You get Thanks. A high five.
Don't touch me.
Okay, fine.
Just kidding.
I am jealous of your brain.
Huh. No, but actually after 9/11, I remember... there was this case. Because I think there was one... Literally just maybe one... No, there wasn't even a case that ever actually happened. There was also an urban myth, basically, because it was during the time where anthrax was being sent in the post mail, mm-hmm. right, to the congresspeople, and it was mostly the government that was being sent to, but then it was also, I think, one time accidentally sent to somebody who was just, like, regular, right? And basically, what happened was that the urban myth that had gone around that candy was being laced with anthrax. Like, so, like, I remember just, like, back then just getting loads of candy, right? And my parents didn't really give a shit, but I met friends, like, not that my parents didn't give a shit about me, it's just they were like, this is absurd, this is not probably real at all. But I remember other people were like, my friends, like, for example, like, their parents were like, no, nothing with sugar candy on it, throw it out. You know what I mean? It's like,
My parents did not give a shit. And, anyways, so, if you're looking for a spooky event on Halloween, because obviously there's nothing happening, I mean, again, you can get 15 people in a room and, like, 25 people outdoors, some spooky, scary places you can go with a friend or two, Voller's Park. I don't know how late it's open, but that is a beautiful place to hang out. It's a cemetery, and you can just, like, scare yourself out there. Just, like, sit around in a circle and tell each other ghost stories. That is an awesome idea for Halloween. I went to, like, last year for Halloween, we went to Backenbau, and we got so, like, it was just so crazy and, like, so chaotic and disgusting. Honestly, what is scarier than that is just going to fucking Voller's Park and having a seance. Come. I would love to do that. And I just,
come,
like,
join us.
You know, like, Dracula, you know, I feel like so many people in the city have just, like, thought of Halloween as, like, an opportunity to just,
do a,
like,
seance?
Get completely fucked. Let's do a seance.
Let's do a seance.
To get, like, completely fucked up and seance. Go to a club and just, like, dance in all night long. And I'm not saying that's bad. I loved it last year, but... There's other ways that you can celebrate that are so creepy. And this is just, like, the energy of, like, the creepiness is around the air. And it's just, the leaves changing color and the air smelling different. It's just perfect. It's right for this. Or, you know, the Ohlsdorf Cemetery.
I can also recommend one of Northern Europe's, and I think actually in continental Europe's, largest cemetery. I can tell you it's pretty scary over there. And it's very actually beautiful. You could say it's beautifully scary at Ohlsdorf Park. You won to, I think, Ohlsdorf Park stop.
So he said,
Frankenstein approves.
Ohlsdorf Cemetery for people who didn't understand his terrible Transylvanian accent.
that. How dare you?
But yeah, no. I mean, there's plenty of creepy things to do. I mean, like, I've walked around, like, some of the older parts of Hamburg, like, kind of near the city center that are just, like, deserted at night, like, kind of near Speicherstadt. It's eerie. So if you want to be creeped out, if like, a scary movie on Netflix or, like, on, you know, any of these other streaming sites doesn't cut it, just go to these eerie places when the fog is rolling in and it's just, like, the air is just, like, feels alive.
Ooh.
Just go there. Creep yourself out. Because, yeah, I don't know. I am so sad. Okay, so we were talking earlier about how the ghost tours got canceled. There is a haunted Hamburg tour. It's not working right now. It's not operating right now because the host is on maternity leave.
Bless her soul and her child.
If she's listening, I wish her a very, like, easy and healthy pregnancy.
I hope
you. Frankenstein thinks she gives
birth
to the
devil. But I really am excited. I am really
Let's not
excited
make any accusations here.
Frankenstein doesn't think.
We figure that out pretty soon, Frankenstein. You fucking knob head.
The only knobs I turn at the radio station.
But anyways, yeah, those are just a few suggestions for how you can spend your Halloween in a safe, pandemic-friendly way. And, yeah, I think that's all we have for our show today. So, thank you so much for joining us, and I wish you a safe and happy Halloween. Goodbye.
We welcome you back soon to FSK Radio.
Yeah.
I want to stream your radio show.
Stream your show.
This is Ookie. They're all together. Ookie, the Addams Family. Their house is a museum where people come to see them. They really are a scream. The Addams Family.
Neat. Sweet. Petite.
So get a witch's shawl on, a broomstick you can crawl on. We're gonna pay a call on the Addams Family.